This is an audio recording of blog post A Butt Plug and a Frustrating Breakfast, written and read by Absolutely Ruby. He shows up and I'm wearing nothing but his shirt. It hangs off me, just covering my arse cheeks, as my nipples harden from the morning breeze coming through the door and they show through the white cotton. He looks at my attire and smiles. Walking in and placing a hand on my hip, he kisses me. I smile against his lips before we both pull away. Come on, he says, slapping my ass. Get dressed, we're going for breakfast. I smile and start to the bedroom as he follows me in to watch me dress. Put your butt plug in your cunt, you're wearing it to breakfast. I almost gasp as I look at him slightly open mouthed in disbelief. My cunt immediately spasms with excitement. The traitor. I can't do that, I say. He asks me why and I stumble for an answer and tell him again that I can't. He pulls me in close to him and then pushes me back on the bed. He reaches in my box of goodies, which is lying out from last night's horny adventures, and pulls out my butt plug. I watch him nervously as my cunt twitches in anticipation and an ache starts to grow deep in my stomach. I think to myself for a moment that I wish I had bought a slightly smaller plug. He slaps the inside of one of my thighs and forces my legs wide open as he kneels at the side of the bed in front of me. Open your mouth, slut, he says, and I can barely open it wide enough before he shoves the butt plug into my mouth. I instinctively suck and lick it, wetting it as much as I can with my saliva. He removes it, spreads me open and slides it slowly and in and out of my cunt. I can't help but moan loudly as he puts it all the way in. You moaning little slut, he says, as he slaps the bottom of the plug, and I moan again and again as it pushes deeper inside me. He smiles as he closes my legs and watches me carefully and slightly uncomfortably stand up. He stands and watches as I dress slowly. He pushes on the plug again once I've got my pants and jeans up and I bite my lip to try and stop from moaning. As we walk out to the car, it's hard not to moan with every step as the plug rubs on that sweet spot. I climb into the car and breathe a little deeper as I sit down and my secret toy buries further into my cunt that is growing wetter and wetter. Every bump in the road is intensified and causes my cunt to clench around my toy. I'm meant to be giving him directions but can barely focus on what's going on around me. I only have one thought. I want to be fucked. I need to be fucked. I want him to chuck me in the back seat of his car, bend me over, pull my pants down to my knees and fuck me hard and quick. We arrive at the calf and I walk in slowly. My legs feeling a little weak as my need to be fucked grows stronger. He asks me what I want from the menu and as I look up, all I can think about is getting his cock inside me. I stare aimlessly at the various options as he waits for my decision. After squirming at the counter for a few minutes, I pick something quickly and he tells me I can take a seat while he orders. I walk over to a table away from the rest of the customers and as I slowly sit down, feeling a little bit like a penguin, I eye the rest of the calf, feeling sure everyone knows my dirty little secret. He sits opposite me and sets my tea down in front of me with a wicked grin. I throw him a sulky pout as I stir my tea and try desperately to stop clenching my cunt. What's the matter, baby? He asks me. I thought you liked having your cunt filled, he says in a slightly more hushed tone as someone takes a seat behind him. It's frustrating. I squirm on my chair, almost bouncing up and down and finding it harder and harder to stifle the moans that are building up inside me. Do you think I should let you take it out? He asks. I ponder his question for a moment as my cunt continues to get more excited. I'm enjoying having it inside me, but I can't focus on anything else. I can't imagine being able to eat breakfast like this. I'm a mess. I want him to fuck me right here on this little table, pushing me against the wall by my throat. My mind is filled with nothing but dirty thoughts. I need some kind of release or I'm going to explode. And so I nod my head as I continue to squirm. Do you think I should let you come? He asks. I almost scream back my desperate yes to him, wanting nothing else more in this moment than an orgasm. Go on then, he says. Go into that toilet and come. You can remove the plug afterwards. I almost fall off my chair, the urgent need to come almost unbearable the closer I get. There is only one disabled toilet, so as I go in, I know I have to be quick in case anyone else wants to use it. I quickly undo my jeans and get my hand in my pants. The bottom of the plug is absolutely soaked with my own horny juices, and I quickly start using them to lubricate my fingers and start quickly slipping and sliding over my throbbing clit. I lean back against the wall and start panting ferociously as I get faster and faster on my clit. My legs stretched out in front of me slightly intense, almost on my tiptoes as I get closer to my building orgasm. I bite my lip, desperately trying to hold in my moans and grunts of pleasure just in case someone can hear outside the door. And then I come, quickly and powerfully, as my cunt grips tightly to the plug and my entire body shakes. I slide down the wall slowly to the floor and sit for a moment panting, not caring how clean the floor is. I exhale slowly, trying to calm myself, and most importantly, trying to keep quiet as I remove my juice-covered toy and bring it to my panting lips to lick clean. If you enjoyed that, you can hear more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audio porn, or you can help us make more of it by supporting Girl on the Net's audio porn project on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet. I've been Absolutely Ruby, and you can find more of my filth on Twitter at absolutely_ruby.